From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A new spin on a much-loved ballet, a piece that showcases male dancers, and a tribute to Frank Sinatra set to dance. That's what awaits ballet-goers during the third performance of Miami City Ballet's 2020 season. The company's Program 3 will be performed throughout South Florida, beginning with the Arch Center this coming Friday. We recently visited the offices of Miami City Ballet to speak with Artistic Director Lourdes Lopez. Lourdes, the opener of Program 3 is Miami City Ballet's premiere of Rodeo, four dance episodes to the music of Aaron Copland. The choreographer, Justin Peck, is becoming something of a legend at the ripe old age of 32, and he's choreographing the remake of West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Justin really took inspiration from Agnes DeMille's 1942 ballet, Rodeo, to the same score by Aaron Copland. But he's presenting that score really, I think, in a brand new, very modern, very American way. So instead of numerous women on stage, he has 16 strong, virile men and one woman on the stage.
Native New Yorker that I am, I was thrilled to hear that Old Blue Eyes is back in the second ballet.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Why did you feel that nine Sinatra songs was a good fit for Miami City Ballet?
We have always done works by Twyla Tharp very, very well. Our dancers have, there's something about their DNA, there's something about the way they respond to music, they respond to choreography, and Twyla is one of those choreographers that just fits them like a glove. And they love doing it, and Twyla loves his company. So we've been doing nine Sinatra songs for quite some time. It's really been a staple.
Stopping on a dream, but I don't let it.
And finally, Miami City Ballet's premiere of Firebird, music by Igor Stravinsky. This was a collaboration between two giants of dance, George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins, the choreographer of the original West Side Story. And this Firebird marks the first time any company outside of New York City Ballet is doing it. Why is that?
The original Firebird that Balanchine created for it back in 1949 had sets designed by Marc Chagall. Marc Chagall is a legendary Russian impressionist painter. And so those sets are valuable artworks, and you would understand why nobody would want to lend them out, nor rent them out, nor transport them in any way, shape, or form. I asked both trusts, the Robbins Trust and the Balanchine Trust, and I said, what would it take for us to perform Firebird? And they said, well, you'd have to redesign the sets and costumes, and we no longer had the Marc Chagall sets to kind of guide us. But what we wanted to do was, as opposed to just creating this one-dimensional work, we wanted to really add a modern feel to it, which is how do we get 3D into it? How do we actually create this visual so the audience feels that they're in it, as opposed to just watching it? So right now, for example, the entire stage will be filled with trees that look like they're real, but they're not, so they're just projected. And so it just adds, the projections add to the feel, they add to the story. All of a sudden, the fairy tale becomes alive, and it becomes a fairy tale. The narrative becomes a narrative of today.
That was Lourdes Lopez, Artistic Director of Miami City Ballet. We got a chance to speak with her during the last few rehearsals for the company's Program 3. It will be performed at three locations across South Florida, beginning with the Adrian Arsch Center in Miami-Dade this coming Friday, the Kravis Center in West Palm Beach next weekend, and the Broward Center for the Performing Arts the weekend after that. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.